I walked around it, trying the doors. They were locked, and although there were two small back windows, these were painted over from the inside. I stood on the bumper and tried to peek in anyway, but there were no holes in the paint job. There was nothing more to be seen on this side, but I squatted anyway and looked on the ground. I felt, rather than heard, La Guerta slither up behind me. "What you got?" she asked, and I stood. "Nothing," I said. "The back windows are painted over on the inside."
"Can you see in the front?"
I went around to the front of the truck. It was bare of any hint as well. Inside the windshield, a pair of the sunscreens so popular in Florida had been unfolded across the dashboard, blocking out any possible view into the cab. I climbed on the front bumper and up onto the hood, crawled along it from right to left, but there were no gaps in the sunscreen. "Nothing," I said, and climbed down.
"Okay," La Guerta said,
looking at me with lidded eyes and just the smallest tip of her tongue protruding.
"Which way you want to go?"
"This way," someone whispered deep inside my brain.
"Over here."
I glanced to the right, where the chuckling mental fingers had pointed, and then back to La Guerta, who was staring at me with her unblinking, hungry tiger stare.
"I'll go left and circle around," I said. "Meet you halfway."
"Okay," La Guerta said with a feral smile.
"But I go left."
I tried to look surprised and unhappy, and I suppose I managed a reasonable facsimile, because she watched me and then nodded.
"Okay,"
she repeated, and turned down the first row of stacked shipping containers. Then I was alone with my shy interior friend. And now what? Now that I had tricked La Guerta into leaving me the right-hand path, what did I do with it? After all, I had no reason to think it was any better than the left hand, or, for that matter, better than standing by the fence and juggling coconuts. There was only my sibilant interior clamor to direct me, and was that really enough? When you are an icy tower of pure reason, as I have always been, you naturally look for logical hints to direct your course of action. Just as naturally, you ignore the non-objective, irrational screeching of loud musical voices from the bottom floor of your brain that try to send you reeling along the path, no matter how urgent they have become in the rippling light of the moon. And as to the rest, the particulars of where I should go now, I looked around, down the long, irregular rows of containers. Off to the side, where La Guerta had gone spike-heeling along, there were several rows of brightly colored truck trailers. And in front of me, stretching off to the right, were the shipping containers. Suddenly, I was very uncertain. I didn't like the feeling. I closed my eyes. The moment I did, the whispering became a cloud of sound, and without knowing why, I found myself moving toward a clutter of shipping containers down near the water. I had no conscious notion that these particular containers were any different or better, or that this direction was more proper or rewarding. My feet simply jerked into motion, and I followed them. It was as if they were tracing some path only the toes could see, or as if some compelling pattern was being sung by the whisper wail of my internal chorus, and my feet translated and dragged me along.